Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You've got questions. Melanie's got answers. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
It's amazing when you think about it. You want to get pumped up and psyched, you put on the most motivating song that you know. If you're feeling sad and depressed, you put on some sad, sappy love song and you think about better times. When you hear a certain song, it can make you cry or laugh, take you right back to the past or anything that's happened in your life. It's like the soundtrack to our lives. My guest today is Dr. Frank Russo, Professor Frank Russo. He's Associate Professor of Psychology and founder of the Smart Lab. Welcome to the show, Professor. So when we think of music and we think of the things that it can do, it is absolutely amazing. What physiological benefits does music have on our body?
Good to be here, Melanie. So there's a number of things that music can do to our bodies. Benefits depends on your purpose. If your purpose is to get pumped up and to get yourself in a state where you're ready to do something that involves high energy, then we know that music can do that. As to how it does that, it seems that the tempo in the music is a key determinant. So music that is faster in tempo tends to increase the heart rate. It tends to ready our body for action and seems to put us in a state where we can think more effectively and even move more quickly than we would without the music.
Oh, definitely. When I'm running or walking outside, I put on something really motivating and I'll start running and I can keep it up going a lot longer. So what effect, do we know, Professor, what it is actually doing? Is it releasing endorphins? Is it getting our hormones going? What is it actually doing that makes us change the way that we think or feel?
Okay, so there's a couple of things. With respect to the running or just helping keep up a high pace of activity, one really interesting thing that we've learned over the last few years is that the auditory or the hearing part of the brain will entrain itself to the tempo of the music. So if a piece of music has 120 beats per minute, this is a pretty typical tempo, then we'll actually have neurons that are firing 100 times a second in the hearing part of the brain. But that's not it. We're also getting neurons in the motor part of the brain, the part of the brain that's responsible for executing movement, that are also firing at about 100 times a second. So that's really the key mechanism, I think, to maintaining the high pace of movement in the presence of music. It's this auditory entrainment and this motor entrainment. So you asked about what else is it doing. Is it involving the hormones somehow? It certainly is, and there's quite a bit of research there. So we know that when people are listening to music that they really enjoy, that there is a release of dopamine in what we refer to as the reward pathway in the brain.
So when we smell something, it can take you right back. I mean, right back to anything that you've done in your life. Smell has that strong memory recall ability to it. Music does the same thing. You can hear a song, and right away, you're back in high school because that was the song that you played driving around in cars when you were in high school. How does that work, that it's such a memory strengthener that it can bring you right back to a different time?
Our best interpretation of that right now from the evidence we have is that it is mediated by dopamine. So there's dopamine is necessary to form association. So if I'm associating a particular person with a particular mood or a particular set of actions that are good for me or that are bad for me, dopamine is involved in making that association. So when we are listening to music that we really enjoy, there is this release of dopamine that facilitates memory formation. So this is one of the reasons that we think it's easier to remember words in the context of music. So I mean songs. If we put some text to song, it's far easier to remember that text than it is if we're just to read this thing.
true. That's true. And while you can't remember someone's name that you met last week, you can remember the words to a song that you learned 30 years ago.
It's why kids sing the ABCs in school. There's
And the preamble, too.
That's
because
right.
That was put to a song from School of Rock, and kids were able to remember it, and you see them all singing it while they're writing it down for the test.
Believe it or not, there was a scientific paper using the School of Rock as a stimulus, just because it's, you know, we all know it, and it is such an effective example, in part because it was repeated so often, and so you had the music, which facilitated the memory formation, but then you had all those opportunities for encoding.
So interesting. My daughter, Professor, is only 13 years old, but she likes the music of the 40s because she says it makes her happy. It just sounds happy and like something she wants to hearken back to days of just dancing and carefree. And I find it's just so interesting that that's the music that makes her happy when so many of her peers, you know, are listening to Taylor Swift and such like that. Is there a certain genre of music that you would say better than another is good for, like, focus or attention? Or, I mean, do you have any studies about that?
Yes. So for focus and attention, what we know is that music that is high in energy and positive in valence. So by positive in valence, I mean it just conveys pleasantness somehow. High energy conveys pleasantness. These are things that seem to help with focus and attention. So there have been a number of studies done where they give students brief exposure to high energy, pleasant music that's enjoyable, and researchers find that students perform better on intelligence tests, on all kinds of tests of problem-solving, executive functioning, following this brief exposure to music that they like.
But then in turn, music can also, like we say for kids, video games can make them violent and aggressive. When I see my son, who's 15, listening to rock, I'm happy, and then I hear him listening to rap or some death metal or something icky like that, then I feel like I watch his personality change.
Yeah, I'm not sure. The evidence is not clear on these kinds of long-term effects on personality. There are some very weak correlations with music preferences and personality. So it seems that people who have asocial or antisocial tendencies may be predisposed to listen to music that people generally consider to be more aggressive. But these correlations are incredibly weak. So it is the situation where you've got kids listening to the rap music for 5 hours a day who are just as pro-social.
Well, just...
As kids that are listening to positive, upbeat pop music all day. So.
Wow. So interesting, Professor. Thank you so much for being with us. What a fascinating topic. So let's all do our own research. The next time you feel sad, put on the song Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves. I dare you not to smile and start to jump around when you hear that song. See what music does for you. Take special note when you hear a love song if you're thinking about something romantic, or if you hear something really motivating, if it makes you want to just go out and run a mile. See what that does to you. How interesting is that? This is Melanie Cole. You can listen every day on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. Thanks for listening and stay well.